Even Richard Nixon's aides knew better than to sabotage traffic. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Republican Governor Chris Christie has apologized to the people of Fort Lee, New Jersey, now that a series of emails seems to show that his aides deliberately sabotaged traffic on the local on-ramp to the George Washington Bridge last fall to punish the mayor of Fort Lee for not supporting his campaign. He immediately fired the deputy chief of staff who wrote the email that said, quote, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee."
I terminated her employment because she lied to me.
And to those critics who are already wondering aloud how he could not know this was going on,
I was being led to believe by folks around me that there was no basis to this, but I was wrong.
From my own limited experience as a candidate, I understand his situation. Political aides tend to be the swashbuckling type. Their mindset is, nice guys finish second, and second equals last. And a candidate may be a paragon of virtue, but all of that's wasted if he doesn't win, which I didn't. So the question for Chris Christie is not whether he would ever authorize such a thing. There's no way a politician at his level would do anything that dumb. The question should be whether he set a clear standard for his staff up front that this is not a win-at-any-cost campaign, that there is a line you never cross. It's easy to assume your staff knows where to draw that line until the day you wake up to find they drew it across the approach to the George Washington Bridge. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.